Buffett also predicted that many more Americans would likely lose their jobs before the economy turns around, which takes us to Massillon, Ohio, and our next story. It's about a job posting for an afternoon custodial position at Edison Junior High School. Almost 700 people applied for that job, a job that pays $15.41 an hour plus benefits. The job of sorting through all those resumes falls to Barry Mason. He's the director of business operations for Perry Local Schools in Northeast Ohio, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mason.
No problem, Michelle.
Now, it sounds like this job came open when the previous afternoon janitor decided to retire. How many applications did you expect to receive?
Even in better times, we typically, because of stability of school employment and our benefits package, we really expected to receive maybe 200 applications. With the economic situation being what it is, we thought, well, certainly we'll probably get between 200 and 300. When we started approaching the 500 mark, we knew that things maybe were even a little bit tougher than what we had anticipated.
And you went well above the 500 mark.
Yeah, as of close of business on Friday, we had 667 applications in, and certainly we're on pace today to probably get another 100 in at least.
Another 100 today?
Yeah, I would think so. I was just, the reception area was just looking at the size of the stack in reference to some of the other stacks that we've had in, and the mail hasn't run yet today, so we'll probably get at least 100 today, I would guess.
What kind of people are applying for the job?
They're all over the place. I mean, we just in looking through there, I mean, there were some real young folks that are looking to get in and start a career with the school system. And then there's some folks certainly in their late 40s and 50s and maybe even 60s that have been laid off or the plant where they've worked has closed, and they're looking for a place to finish out their career.
You know, when you look at the large number of applications for this one job, what does that say about the local economy? What's going on there in Stark County?
Everyone, you know, realizes Northeast Ohio, obviously, we're very much a blue-collar community and economy, and much of what we do is tied to steel production and the related fabricating and some of the press operations and tool and die shops. So they're all affected, but the automobile industry as well as the building industry, I mean, there are a number of guys that come from a skilled trades background. I had an electrician turn in an application this morning that has been working for a home builder, and he's accustomed to making $23 an hour.
So with this many applications, are the folks that are applying for this job doing anything on the applications or leaving notes or trying to come in and maybe happen upon a face-to-face encounter with you in the hallways to try to set themselves apart, knowing that they're applying in such a big pool of people?
Certainly, I grew up in Canton, so a lot of people, kind of a friend thing, are calling and trying to just make a note, hey, I'm not trying to get the person a job, but could you at least make sure you take a glance at the resume, blah, blah, blah.
Has this been a bit of a wake-up call for you? I imagine that you're there in Northeast Ohio. I don't have to tell you that we're going through a very difficult period in this country in terms of the economy, but is this, I guess, added a different dimension to you? Do you look at things differently when you drive through town, when you go to the grocery store, when you see a for sale sign?
Yeah, it has us all looking around now. When you see, you know, you see vacancies. I noticed one of the news stations that was down here yesterday took some time to actually drive around the township, and we're showing some of the buildings, storefronts, they're closed, they're out of business. And, you know, when you're here all the time and you drive past them, you kind of get accustomed to it, but it's been a vivid reminder of what the community is going through.
Barry Mason, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Barry Mason. He's the director of business operations for Perry Local Schools in Northeast Ohio.